Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcasts live every day at this time. 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific, iHeartRadio app, foxsportsradio.com, SiriusXM 217, 203. And it's always moronic sometimes that we tell you that, but I don't tell you that for you, right? Like, you're listening to the show, or maybe you listen to the pod of the show. You're like, I already listened to the show. I don't need help listening to the show. No, but the idea is you can tell a friend. Like, yeah, that's not really how it works. Anyway, just wanted you to know there's a bunch of options you can listen to this show. Welcome in. Hope you're having a great day, as now we're out of summer and we're into the best time of year, fall, which brings us apples and honey. Happy New Year to my Jewish friends. And of course, it brings us not just apples, which are amazing in the Northeast and up in the Pacific Northwest as well, but it gives us playoff baseball. It'll give us a new NBA season soon. It gives us NFL football, college football. I'm sure the NHL is going to start at some point. I don't know, and I don't care, but that doesn't matter. Fall's where it's at. I will point out that, Ramos, are you a roller coaster guy?
I used to be. Like, I rode Colossus at Six Flags. I've ridden, yeah, you know, Space Mountain and all that stuff, but I've kind of tended to shy away as I've gotten into the older realm.
Because it makes you spin, or because of the fear I have children now and I don't want to die the very rare chance that you actually die?
No, it's kind of backed off a tad. There's definitely some sort of, I wouldn't say fear, but something.
I listen. Oh, okay. Ryan B is producing the show today. Ryan, are you a roller coaster guy?
I once was. I was super into roller coasters for a while, but then I kind of overdid it, and now they give me headaches.
What do you mean overdid it?
I used to have a pass to Six Flags, and I went pretty often during one summer and would go on, you know, 10, 12 rides a day, and by the end of the day, my head was just pounding, and now if I go on, like, one, my head starts pounding. So
it was the Macarena for you? That's what it was?
Pretty much, yeah.
And people are like, no, now it's in my head, Gottlieb! Yeah. Yes, it is. Byer, are you a roller coaster guy? I've never.
No rides at all. Okay. Yeah, none.
So when I was a little kid, I was scared to death of roller coasters. I went on Montezuma's Revenge once when I was about 10 with my brother, and I closed my eyes and I hated it the whole time. And then when I was in high school, I went to Six Flags. We did like a ditch day, and there was a bunch of girls, and we walked over to Viper. And if you know about Viper, I think it was like the tallest drop at the time, whatever, at Six Flags. And I was kind of cured of my fear of roller coasters. So yesterday, it was the Jewish New Year. And again, this is not one of these things where I played hooky and didn't tell my boss. I told Scott Shapiro, who also Jewish, I'm sure I had yesterday off. I was like, hey, look, I'm going to take the day off and I'm going to take my dude to Six Flags Temple. As I told my mom, Temple Beth Six Flags Shalom, right? And she was like, what is that? I was like, we're going to ride roller coasters all day. So that's what we did. We did like 5.5 hours of hardcore roller coaster riding. It was awesome. But the point is, at least I was trying to bring point one, there's either you are or are not. And some people are not anymore. I totally understand that. I got off the first time I was on Batman, which is the first ride we rode. We did the very front row and the very back row on most every ride. There was nobody there. The first time I rode it, I remember spinning around going like, what am I doing? And in my head, I was thinking to myself, thank God I brought his friend, because maybe I'll sit out of a couple of these coaster rides if my stomach starts or I'm just not into it. I rode every one with him. I did. And we even did Superman, which goes 100 miles an hour straight up in the air, you know? And I loved it. And it was a great moment or a couple of moments with my son. But one of the things that that you talked about, Ramos, was fear. And I never forget, we got on Goliath, which has a 250-foot, 5-foot drop. And I was like, are you guys scared? They're like, no. I was like, it's okay to be scared. It's okay. Like, these are all kind of real life emotions. And, but can you overcome it if it's reasonable to, you know, this is not an unreasonable thing to sit on a roller coaster. But at 12 and 11 years old, they rode them all and they loved it. It was a great day. And if that's my capper to summer, it's a good capper to summer. So now we get to the business of fall. And I was thinking about this. We got the NFL season starting tomorrow. And there's so many different storylines. It's really fantastic. I mean, really, like, you go through each one of these games. And I was looking at these today, right? Starts with the Cowboys and the Buccaneers. Does anybody realize the Cowboys haven't beaten anybody good in 2 years? Go look. Show me the good team they've beaten over the last 2 years. When Dak was healthy, when Dak wasn't healthy, doesn't matter. And, of course, you got Tom Brady, who it feels like every year is in the Super Bowl. Don't believe me. Look at his ring fingers. He doesn't have ring fingers. He has ring hands. Cardinals-Titans. Cardinals, Steve Keim thinks they're a playoff. So we're definitely a playoff team. Titans are. They've been knocking on the door. Can you win big with their style in the playoffs? Jaguars-Texans. Trevor Lawrence. Vikings-Bengals. Is Joe Burrow really back? Chargers-Washington football team. I think Chargers are one of the top five most talented teams in the NFL. Jets-Panthers. Sam Darnold against his old team. Eagles-Falcons. Well, they stuck with Matt Ryan because they had to. Can they actually turn this thing around? And I'm not a buyer into Jalen Hurts, but maybe the Eagles are. Bills-Steelers. Are the Bills the favorites in the AFC because they actually have a defense to go with their offense? And Steelers, I'll get to Big Ben in a second. Seahawks-Colts. The rebirth of Carson Wentz and Russell Wilson. We know he'll be running around in the offensive backfield at the end of the game trying to make a play. It feels like that one's written in stone. I mean, go through every game. Patriots, Dolphins, Tua and Mac Jones, Packers, Saints, Jameis and Aaron Rodgers. We'll get to what he said. Broncos, Giants. You know, Teddy Bridgewater gets another shot. And Danny Dimes, can he actually play and not turn it over? Bears, Rams, lot to dig into there. Ravens, Raiders. I mean, like, there's not a game that doesn't have a great storyline, not just for the game, but for the entirety of the year. But let me start with what I think is really important. It's that context does, in fact, matter. Right? It does matter. The Cowboys are going to be playing without Zach Martin, right? Who's out because of COVID protocols. And Ndamukong Suh just came back into the Buccaneers locker room after going through his own COVID protocols. The Cowboys, like I said, they ain't going to be a good team in 2 years. But they do have a fantastic, talented offense. And defensively, you bring in Dan Quinn, who, though he failed as a head coach for the most part with the Falcons, at least there's intricate knowledge of the Buccaneers and what they're trying to do because he was in Atlanta before this. But I was watching the UCLA domination of LSU, and it did feel like domination. And I saw the rankings come out where UCLA is ranked 16th in the country. And some people are freaking out, like, how can you? They're 2-0. They beat LSU. If they were ranked in the preseason, they would have been a top 10, maybe a top 5 team based upon what they've done, and that might be fair. But the truth is that we have to take context into every game. That every game is different than the entirety of the season. Right? And we all have jobs because we cover the NFL. We talk about sports and we talk about NBA, we talk about sports that matter, but the truth is, what drives the boat? NFL, fantasy, gambling, that's it, right? So we're supposed to sit here and tell you some season preview, and you're going to look, just take the UCLA-LSU game as a perfect embodiment of why the context of one game does not necessarily a season make. UCLA was better than LSU on Saturday. does that mean UCLA is forever going to be better than LSU throughout the year? Or any team that LSU beats in the SEC, UCLA is better than? The answer is no. UCLA had played a game, LSU had not. Everyone knows you improve most between games one and games two. Right? When you haven't played a game in front of a live crowd in 2 years, really, if you're UCLA, you know, they're not in school. All they got to do is practice, and they got a chance to play a game, really a truly a scrimmage against Hawaii. They play in front of a packed house where they're an underdog at home. That, like, how often does that happen? How is it? And you got LSU, who's coming from, not coming from campus because they had the hurricane and they hadn't played a game and they weren't great last year. And they just kind of got overwhelmed by a team that felt like they were a cohesive team and knew what they wanted to do. That's the same here with almost every game, right? We're going to have COVID protocols hold players out like Zach Martin. We had the Buccaneers, who are loaded, celebrating their Super Bowl championship. You got Tom Brady, who's coming back for his second year with the Buccaneers. Feels like he'll be even more integrated into what they want to do. Regardless of what happens in the game, we have to take into context that the Buccaneers bring back everybody from last year, a ton of consistency. The Cowboys don't have arguably their best offensive lineman or second best offensive lineman. And they have a defense which is completely new in terms of style and some new positional pieces. That does not mean that the Cowboys, if they lose, are forever better than the Buccaneers, or if the Cowboys win, that they're forever better than forever worse than the Buccaneers or better than the Buccaneers. Context always matters. Every game is a story unto itself. And the mistake that we make as fans, as pundits, as big mouths, that's what I am, I'm a big mouth, is we take what we saw at an earlier point in the season or even last week, and we always try to apply it to this week. Right? I know that you can listen to radio shows and they're like tout services, like, well, the Cowboys on Thursday nights against the spread are like, how did that plays no factor? Mike McCarthy's been there 1 year. Dak Prescott was hurt half of last year. The defense is completely new. All of this stuff is different than any previous year. Those aren't trends. Isn't that a trend? Those are just statistics, which if you'd like to take them to meaning I'm going to give you my money, like, okay. If you go with the trends, LSU kicks the crap out of UCLA last night or Saturday night. If you go with the trends, the Buccaneers dominate the Cowboys because the Cowboys haven't beaten anybody good in 2 years. But every game is a story unto itself. Context does, in fact, matter. And we even using last year when we didn't have fans in the stands for most games makes it very, very different than what you're going to see this year. I was just thinking about that. I've been thinking about that for days, sitting here trying to pick games, trying to figure out what's what. And then I'm trying to get your picks ready for tomorrow. I love the Chargers. Everybody knows I'm a Charger guy, but part of the reason the Chargers always get off to a bad start is they always have injuries in training camp. Derwin James the past 2 years. Joey Bosa held out some his first year. Offensive line issues over the last 3 years. So you can use those trends, but the context tells you it's a totally different thing. TracFone Wireless gives you control over your wireless plan, no contract, unlimited talk and text smartphone plans, starting at just $20 a month. Plus, get unlimited carryover data so you can keep what you don't use, all on America's largest and most dependable networks. Aaron Rodgers said something, kind of doubled down on what he's been saying all offseason. Give you my reaction to it next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings if the signals are going. Don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks. even if you don't see a train stop, trains can't, paid for by NHTSA. I'm going to talk about this with Tony Gonzalez, a former AAU basketball teammate of mine, a good friend of mine. TG's going to join us in like 5 minutes. But this was Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show talking about his role with the Packers this offseason.
You know, it should be natural for a person of my status and age and experience, and it is. I think it really helps having, you know, the other voices in the room. I mean, Maddie's like 41, Hackett's 40, Getsy's younger than I am by a few months. And the four of us, you know, put our heads together and talk through the plans and the ideas and the creativity. And it's a, you know, a really good thing, I think, for our offense and for our room. To be able to have those conversations.
We've talked about this kind of to death in the offseason, that in terms of having a say in the game plan, great. Voicing your opinion with player personnel, tricky. Tricky. Only one way to say it. It's tricky. You know? I mean, look, we can be critical if we want of the Packers. I don't think, for the most part, people have said, hey, he hasn't been surrounded with talent. Now, if you want to say they haven't spent draft picks on skill position guys, okay. But they've had good skill position guys, right? I mean, like, are we giving Aaron all the credit for Jordy Nelson? And, I mean, you kind of go through the names of the wide receivers. Are we going to give them the organization any sort of credit? And I don't mind what Aaron Rodgers, like, you don't have to say my sort of stature, but he's backing up his point. He's like, look, I'm not just your average quarterback. But they also have the right to say, no, we're good. Like, that's how it works with bosses. That's how it works with bosses. I have a couple of bosses here at Fox Sports Radio. They're great. You know, when a show comes open, right? Clay Travis left. Show comes open. Like, they didn't ask me my input. And actually, I remember having a conversation. Like, you guys want to help? Like, no, we're good. We got a good plan. Like, all right. It's their business. That's what they do. Could they have asked? Yes. Would I have been honored? Sure. It's not my part. Not my job, though. And the two big issues I've often said with this whole idea of a player being integrated into decision making is, one, there are going to be guys that get cut who you like, and if everybody knows you're in on part of the decision making, you're not going to be friends anymore. Two, and this is a biggie, is I thought the whole idea of football is like to do your job. That's not your job. You can't do it for everybody. And three, maybe here's the issue that I should have gone with as number one, but three, whatever. Management can disagree with you. Like, all the names he read off at his press conference, none of those guys were mistakes. They just weren't.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
All right, Tony Gonzalez joins us, the greatest tight end of all time. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. You doing something with TiVo?
I am. You know, Doug, I always got something going, man. How are you?
I'm good. I haven't gotten an invite recently for the Sunday dinner. I don't know what's going on there. There hasn't been a text. Huh?
Well, I did move out to Texas, so I don't know if you can come by anytime you want. But
I'll fly to Texas for dinner. And people don't know, Tony is an amazing cook. Sundays he has family over and they cook. And whether it was downtown LA when he's in LA or in Huntington Beach, I'm sure now in Texas. So
yeah, now in Texas. Hey, Doug, you know, before we start, I want to tell you something. My manager says, "Hey, you're going to go on the Doug Gottlieb Show," and I'm like, "What the hell? Who the hell is Doug?" And obviously the U got dropped from you. How about that, man? We never called you that. I need you to drop the U and go to the Dog. How about that?
I got another one for you. Your point guard, you remember your point guard at Huntington Beach, Vasily?
Yeah, Vasily.
Yeah, I coach his son now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I'll hit you.
All right, let's do the job part before you gotta go.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with, we're gonna see Tampa tomorrow night, and I just, it's really interesting that there's this assumption they bring everybody back. They added actually a couple of pieces, and they appear to be healthy. Year two of Tom Brady, are they better or are they worse with the, because, you know, a lot of times teams win it, and outside of the Patriots, it's hard to repeat that level of success.
Well, you know, and normally you would be right, but I don't think it's never happened, right? Where all 22 starters come back and are there, and they didn't have Tom Brady. And the thing about Tom is he's obviously the one of the greatest players of all time, greatest athletes of all time, and he has that respect of the locker room. Being 44 years old, doing what he's done, they're going to follow his lead. If Tom's doing it, you damn well better make sure that you're doing it too. And Tom checks all the boxes as far as being a great leader, a guy in the locker room. I anticipate that if they can stay healthy, if ever there was a team to say can go 17-0, to predict that, this is the team you do that for. I mean, it's just, hey, you stay healthy and stay physically and mentally ready. I find them, I'm not going to say they're unbeatable because no team is unbeatable, but you better bring your A game if you're going to beat them, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be really, really tough. If I anticipate them obviously going out there having a, they won't lose more than three games this year, but they do have a chance to go 17-0. I do believe that.
All right, let's talk about the team they beat in the Super Bowl was the Chiefs. Obviously, their line was a mess. They're all banged up and injured, and they couldn't protect Pat Mahomes. What do you think of what they've done in terms of recreating their offensive line in front of Pat Mahomes?
Well, they did what they had to do. This is what good organizations do. They saw him running around, you know, like a chicken with his head cut off behind that offensive line last year. Obviously, they were a little banged up for that Super Bowl game, but they went out, addressed the issue. Now they, you know, you can say that they have a top three offensive line in the NFL, and that's what you do for the best quarterback in the NFL. And then now with all those weapons, they're going to pick up right where they left off for the last 2 years with Andy Reid calling these great plays, explosion type offense where it could be going mediocre at times, and all of a sudden you look up and they scored 14 points, 21 points in a quarter. Just like they remind me of that fast break offense that the Warriors and he's Steph Curry doing things at that position, Patrick Mahomes is that people have never seen. You know, doing step back three pointers, no look passes. He's that next generation of quarterback, and they did what they had to do. Chris Jones on defense, moving the defensive end. Obviously, they'll use him up and down the line. They're not going to just take him away from D tackle, but I think that's really going to help that defense out as well. They've done everything they had to do to make another run at that Super Bowl.
This one you're not prepared for. Jeter is in the Hall of Fame. Get Hall of Fame speech today. If you could go back, and would you change your Hall of Fame speech at all?
Yeah, I'd make it a lot shorter. That's the only thing I would do. I loved what I saw this year. How the guys only went 12 minutes and. And and that's what most leagues do. I mean, that's what baseball does. That's what the NBA does. They're usually around 10, 12 minutes. I think I went for about 38 minutes to talk way too much. I can't take
was
it back.
Was there anybody you left out that was like, oh man, I cannot believe I left him out?
Well, that's where you run into the trouble, and that's because you try to thank as many people. And of course, I left people out. I left out my good buddy Nate Hobgood-Chittick. I left out Coy Wire. I love how people, you're like, damn it, I can't believe I forgot that because I tried to name everybody, and you can't do that. You just say, thank you, and I'm so grateful to be here, and name like maybe one coach or your father and your wife, of course, so you don't get hit in the head when you get home. But that's it. That's it.
You're going to be in an – when's the next action movie? When are you going to replace The Rock? You know, it's always Kevin Hart and The Rock. When is it Tony Gonzalez and Kevin Hart?
I know. Well, I actually just got done shooting a show called The Long Slow Exhale with Josh Lucas, Famke Janssen, and it'll probably come out here in November, maybe next year. 8 out of the 12 episodes. It's my first really big acting role. I mean, it's not a big part, but I mean, like, significant on a show, the Paramount Television. It's going to be on Spectrum Originals. So I'm getting there, Dougie. We'll see.
All right, I can't wait, dude. Tell me again the TiVo stuff.
I'm so glad you asked that question. You're the best. TiVo 4K stream. Remember the TiVo?
Yeah, it was
they
the
are
best.
Back. It was the best. Well, they got this great little function now that you can add to your TV set, and it's voice control function where you can say, take me to the Chiefs game, take me to the Falcon game. And then as soon as it's over, you can just voice command, take me to, you know, I have kids, I have daughters, take me to the latest, you know, Cinderella movie, or take me to the Rock, take me to one of his movies. And it takes you right there. So it's amazing. It's on, it's you get it on Amazon, $29.99, any other retailers out there, you can get it there. But 4K is the highest quality you can get. So the football picture that you get on it is going to be incredible. Great way to take your TV experience to the next level.
Awesome. Tony Gonzalez, the greatest tight end of all time. He's the second most talented member of his family. I'm speaking of course, your wife. But regardless of which, tell her I said hello, and we'll talk soon, all right?
All right, Doug. Good catching up with you, buddy.
The dog. Dog Gottlieb Show. That actually happened to me. This is a true story, Byer. Happened to me when I was in elementary school. Like, you know how, did your elementary school do where they have to, everyone has to get a Valentine? We did that. Everyone, at Miss Gaudette's third grade class, everyone had to get a Valentine.
Yeah. I remember like writing them out to everybody.
Yes. So my third grade class at Jordan Elementary in the city of Orange was one of the first. I thought it was the first, but it might one of the first. It was a bilingual class. Mrs. Gaudette could teach. She would teach in English, and then, and it was like literally like a line down the middle, and then she would, for English first language, and then ESL, English second language, then she would speak in Spanish to half the class.
Okay.
She'd literally teach. She was an amazing teacher that she could do both, right? But everybody had to bring Valentines, and I had a couple of I mean, English was her, like, and I'm completely understanding of it, but I got a couple of Happy Valentine's Day, dog. And I was, okay.
Yeah, it happens.
Close enough.
It happens.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, yep.
Even if the name is not at all. All right, so here's the question. Tony and I were AAU teammates, and then we, in college summer league, we played together. In terms of accomplished athletes who I have been friends with since I was a teenager, he's the greatest one. I got to think in terms of most famous ones. I think he's the most famous one. Who is the most famous person that you grew up with? It doesn't mean he was your neighbor, but somebody you were on a team with or you were friendly with at a fairly young age.
Oh, geez. I mean, you got to remember where I'm from. I mean, there is, from North Central Wisconsin.
There's people from North Central Wisconsin that accomplish great things.
You know, I...
Are Let's you see. The greatest accomplishment out of
no.
that part
you know
of
what
Wisconsin?
I did play some summer league you know high school basketball against Eric Kunkel, the men's basketball coach at Louisiana Tech now.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. He was at Florida before that, right?
And I think he was on Jim Larinaga's staff. Yeah.
Yeah, he was on Larinaga's staff. Yeah. At Miami. That's right.
Yeah. So that you know, that would have been one of them.
Ramos, do you have anybody who you grew up with that's famous?
I don't think so.
Really?
Off the top of my head. I mean, I don't think so. But along the lines of college, when I was at Laverne, I think Mike Budenholzer, is that how you say it? Yeah. He was over at Pomona playing for them, the basketball. So when I would do play-by-play for the basketball games, he was like their best player. So,
wait, John, you didn't tell me you did play-by-play?
When I was in college, yeah.
How are you good?
I thought I was good, yeah.
Pretty good.
That's what I wanted to do when I was, you know, younger.
Were you doing a Chick Hearn?
I was doing a John Ramos.
I know, but who was the guy?
Vin Scully. Yeah, those guys. Most definitely. But I mean, I just kind of did the games the way I did them. I never said, like, you know, any chickisms or things like that. I just did the game how I did it. But yeah,
were there Ramosisms?
There was no. No, I don't think there was, but that was a long time ago. So,
Ryan B, anybody famous you grew up around?
Grew up around. I have some friends who are in shows currently, but I went to Camarillo High School, and when I was in middle school, that's when Delmon Young was attending Camarillo High School, and that was a big deal because Delmon Young was the number one overall pick in the MLB draft that year, and we would hear legends about how they would have to stop football practice because whenever Delmon would come up to the plate during a game, he would hit it over the gigantic left field fence that was 50 yards back from the actual left field fence, 50 feet back, and he would typically hit them onto the football field during practice because he was that impressive. but he had.
But nobody that you hung out with. You were going to give me some of that you hung out with. That's in a show, in like a TV show?
Yeah, currently. I mean, a friend of mine, Logan Schroyer, he's on This Is Us on NBC. And
oh, my goodness. Oh, jeez.
Wait.
That's a
you kind of totally buried the
show.
Lead there, dude.
Who is he? Which one is
he's
he?
He's
who?
Young Kevin.
Oh, Jerk High School Kevin? Is
yes,
that?
Yes.
Oh, that's him.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not the only one who's like, he went with Delman Young instead of Logan Schroyer. Like,
I didn't know him till after high school, but yeah. I mean,
wait, so you went to the same high school, but you didn't know him?
Oh, no. We went to a different place. I knew him through other classes that I took, and we were in the same acting school.
Oh, you did the acting thing?
Yeah. Yeah, did all that. So, Joel Courtney is doing very well too. He's in The Kissing Booth, and he was in Super 8. And
so, wait, were you like the worst actor in the group? They're
no,
all
I was
doing sorry. Really well.
Come on now.
I had the worst agent of the bunch.
Oh,
there it is.
Hold on. Wow, that agent really got run over by your bus. That's pretty cool.
No,
you know, the agent is only as good as the talent. I'm just gonna
that's true. That's
gonna say I don't know if Ryan has an agent anymore. Yeah. After that.
What? What's that, John? What? His agent's on the phone. Oh, okay. He'll get to him during the. But he went with Delman Young. He went Delman Young stories instead of Logan Schroyer stories. Now, are you a method actor? Do you get all into character and like nobody can like if you're playing somebody from medieval times, you walk around and like just grab a whole piece of chicken and a whole body of chicken and just take a bite, right? And not shower for weeks on end? Are you a method actor?
I would love to do that, but I don't nearly have the resume to back up treating people that way. So no, I haven't done that. No. Right, it would be fun, though. It would be fun.
Want to look like $1 million, but only spend a handful of bucks, upgrade to a Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor for a noticeably smooth shave thanks to their 6 precision-cut stainless steel blades. Find your perfect shave wherever you shop, in-store, online, dollarshaveclub.com. It's dollarshaveclub.com. One team had their quarterback return to the practice field today. Who is it? Find out next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the track. Stop. Even if you don't see a train, stop. Trains can't pay for by NHTSA. Let's get to the press.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Dan Beyer, the most successful person ever to be born in the state of Wisconsin.
No, that is not true. Beyer? Not true. You know, Marissa Mayer, the former head of Yahoo, she was from Wausau, which is kind of the big city up by us. She beat up my buddy for valedictorian at Wausau West High School. Beat him
she
out.
Beat him out.
Yeah.
He beat him
so he was salutatorian?
So she went to, yeah, so she went, you know, on to run Yahoo, and he's in our fantasy football league. So there that's what you've got. There's two different
so
paths.
So why are you bragging about her? Why don't you brag about him? Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Oh. All right, the game today, Doug, is...
Real news, fake news.
All right, real news or fake news. After a trimmed-down bowl season last year, college football will have 50 bowl games this year. Is that real news or fake news?
Real news.
You are fake news.
No, 42, and it may be down to 41. Brett McMurphy of the Action Network says that the Red Box Bowl is likely on its way out this year after being unable to find a television partner. There was a Pac-12 Big Ten meeting... And so you may see some different movement, but likely to be 41 bowl games for the upcoming season.
So you mean the technology is past them, kind of like Red Fox.
Yes.
Sort of. That game will be available at your supermarket. All you got to do is run your credit card and slides out in a DVD.
Doug, real news or fake news, the cheapest ticket for November's UCLA-USC game at the Coliseum on StubHub right now is $100. Is that real news or fake news?
That feels like fake news.
They're real and they're spectacular.
Yeah, maybe there is a buzz in LA, but right now on that specific secondary market, $100 for the November 20th showdown at the Coliseum.
Yes, but it costs $100 to park as well at the Coliseum.
That's true.
And there's about a 1 in 100 chance that you don't survive your trip to the Coliseum. So all those hundreds all kind of add up.
Real news or fake news, Doug? While the Colts did get Carson Wentz on the practice field today, guard Quentin Nelson didn't practice because his back flared up. Is that real news or fake news?
Let's go real news.
They're real spectacular.
Yeah, held out. There's still a chance that he could play. By no means was this anything that they would rule him out for. Frank Reich just said that they're trying to be careful with him. This has happened before in the past. But Quentin Nelson also had the foot situation, just like Carson Wentz did. Wentz is going to be, again, a full go, as I mentioned.
Well, a lot of times what happens, and like, look, I've noticed this with my knee, which is, you know, you start walking kind of different when you're rehabbing, you know, you're limping or whatever, and then your back or your neck, you get kind of out of alignment. Like, that can definitely absolutely happen. If you're not, everything's kind of connected, you know?
Yeah. Real news or fake news, Doug? Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has never thrown an interception in the NFL in the month of September.
That's a hard one.
It's a little different, real news or fake news. You know, usually it's just really story-based.
I'm going to say real news.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
A hat tip to ProFootballTalk.com for that number, where Mahomes has also compiled a 10-0 record, but 32 touchdown passes, zero interceptions, and no losses for Patrick Mahomes.
But is it me, or is that like a super interesting game this weekend?
Oh, very. Yes,
I mean, you got the talent of Cleveland, which is outstanding, especially on the defensive front, going against a rebuild offensive line. Those are two of the five most talented teams in the NFL, and the Chiefs are only 4-point favorites at what will be a crazy Arrowhead Stadium. It's always a great environment. Now fans are back. It's going to be nuts. I don't know. The whole thing is interesting to me. So, yeah, but the 10-0 record does tell you exactly. And you know, again, I was the one who said I don't believe in trends when it's year to year, but you do have Pat Mahomes, and it shows they're ahead of the curve oftentimes during the year.
Real news or fake news, Doug? Baseball's Hall of Fame ceremony is going on right now as they enshrine the class of 2020. That includes Derek Jeter. Real news or fake news, Michael Jordan, Patrick Ewing, and Detlef Schrempf are all in attendance at baseball's Hall of Fame ceremony.
Well, Jordan is there. I don't know about the other two, so I'll say fake news.
You are fake news.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw Detlef Schrempf in there, but Patrick Ewing is there. That would be kind of random that Jordan, Ewing, Schrempf.
Well, Detlef Schrempf comes from, I mean, he had a mullet before mullets were cool. And it was he also had the flat top, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the flat top mullet. But when you think of the all-time great flat tops, I mean, for Chris Mullen, Detlef Schrempf, Del Curry, high top fade. Flat tops, I mean, that, when are those coming back in?
2025, I think. That's probably expected. Finally, Doug, real news or fake news, Larry Walker, who's also being enshrined today, is the all-time home run leader for the Colorado Rockies.
I'll go real news.
You are fake news.
Todd Helton, number one, 369, and then Walker. You guys, anybody, Ryan, John, Doug, want to take a guess on who's third for the Rockies?
Dante Bichette.
Nope. John, you want to take a guess?
No, I would have said Dante Bichette as well, yeah.
Vinny Castilla.
Castilla.
Yeah, 239. Bichette was sixth for the Rockies. That's game time.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
It does feel like Derek Jeter, there's just such a difference in Derek Jeter, and there's no disrespect to Larry Walker, but, I mean, it's a completely different level of success and fame in the Hall of Fame there, right? Yeah. Big Ben's full of it. Don't believe me? I'll prove it to you next in the Doug Gottlieb Show.